Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, we are here at the lovely Toronto Fan Expo. It's Jay, Stu, and Sarah.
Hello again.
Really happy. I just, by accident, ran into my good friend's booth. Welcome back to the show, Miss Sarah Waterhaven.
It wasn't an accident. I was sending you vibes subconsciously.
No, it's good vibes then. Happy to run into you here. And we're also here with a new friend, another awesome author, Elise Lee Goldenberg. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. How's your con experience been, you guys?
It's been an experience, that much is for sure, as it always is.
Squeeze right by you guys. Ooh, nice tie.
Oh, thank you.
It's convention time.
Yes.
Why wear boys?
And we're having a lot of fun meeting new people, meeting new friends, old friends.
Yeah.
It's been great.
They brought candy, and there's a lot of it. I've had two Cokes as well. I'm quiet because I'm crashing, so stop by in 10 minutes. Might be a different story.
Lunch today so far has been like 2 pounds of Skittles, so
it's true.
No, nothing wrong with that.
No.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. We've seen
and it's fruit flavored, so basically it's, you know, a food group.
You might as well be eating a salad there.
It's like
pretty much
candy in pill form.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Like fruit.
We've seen amazing cosplay all day long.
Yeah.
I think some of our favorites so far. One of them was a crocheted Storm, original Storm from the comics. Incredible.
My personal favorite was a guy who was Billy the Zombie from Hocus Pocus.
Oh,
he'd actually stitched his mouth shut, so he can't do anything today, but it looked great.
Wow. There is a featured cosplayer next door going by the name of Cecil Grimes, who looks exactly like Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Oh. That's amazing.
So he's dressed like Rick Big Beard.
Glorious, actually.
Glorious Big Beard.
It's been an incredible vibe. In fact, last night when we came here, it was pretty chill, and I was trying to make my way out of here, and I go into Union Station, no idea what's going on, they're under construction, I'm lost, and the Fan Expo volunteers keep stopping me and saying, "Do you need help?" Like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. We're not anywhere near the convention center right now, but I need you.
Awesome.
Just a shout out to all the Fan Expo volunteers and people who are working the con. So, good job.
Yes, and a shout out to the guy across from you, Rob Brunette. If not for his Han Solo picture, I might not have known you were sitting here.
That's right. Thank you, Rob. And also thank you for your Justin Trudeau and his mic drop picture.
Yes, very nice.
It's been entertaining us all day.
Yeah.
So, Elise, could you tell us a little bit about your book?
Well, right now I have a couple series going on. The one I'd like to focus on is the Sit and Alta series, published by Panda Moon Publishing. I have the first two books here, Sit and Alta and The Kingdom Thief. The third book, The City of Arches, is coming out in a few months, which I'm very excited about. It's a traditional YA fantasy series about a princess trying to find out who she wants to be as an adult, whether or not she wants to go by what society expects of her, or whether or not she wants to break free of the mold and carve out her own path, as it will.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And how many books have you done for this series yet? How many will there be?
Oh, my God. I have two out, one on the way, another two under contract, so that's five.
Nice.
And I just finished the first draft of the sixth book, and I have a seventh one percolating in my head, so I think I'll just keep writing these characters until I run out of stuff to write about, I guess.
Oh, wicked. Very cool. And I know you're working on the new Detective Doherty book.
Yes, the third one is finally out to beta readers, just waiting to officially get it to the editor after that. So I'm going to be seeing a lot of red for the next couple months, probably crying, consider giving up being a writer altogether, then come out and publish it.
Well, you're a very good writer. I've read half of your first book.
Yes, you're doing so well. We're so proud.
He has to lend me the book.
Yes.
When he's finished, if he ever gets finished, so that I can read it.
What I've read has been very, very good. I like the way you describe things. The characters are awesome.
Thank you.
No problem.
Recently, I was writing it's so difficult when you're an author to write about yourself, and I'm applying to this, like, indie author database online, and so you have to introduce yourself, and so I start out off so serious, and I thought about it, and I was like, geez, they're going to think I write, like, you know, impressive, beautiful writing, and finally,
but
I just
do.
Thank you. But finally, I write this line, and I was like, this sounds so serious, but really, I kill people, joke about it, and then I distract you with pixies. So that's pretty much a summary.
I like it. I like it. It works.
No, why not?
And I'm still working on getting you a book signing together at the Geekery restaurant.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
I promise when we do the poster, it will be you and not Jillian Michaels.
Thank you so much. I still don't understand what correlation I have with The Biggest Loser. But that was definitely in print. Thank you, Hamilton Spectator.
You both had horses in the picture.
Yeah, we had dark hair and we both had horses.
So same thing.
Yeah. I could sort of see the mix-up.
Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe they acknowledge my rockin' bod. Maybe that's what it is. Like, thank goodness.
Well, we'll get the poster right.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're invited down to the Geekery anytime as well. You'd like to come?
I would definitely love to show up.
Where are you based out of?
I'm based out of here, Toronto.
Oh, nice.
Well, not the convention center, but I'm based out of Toronto.
Okay.
And have books will travel, that sort of thing.
She actually lives in a cot here at the center. That was completely fabricated.
Nice.
I found her this morning. I was like, geez, well, come on, let's go.
Come on in. Sit at a table with us.
That's not true. She totally orchestrated this whole thing. Thank you for inviting me.
You guys got Saturday coming up in here, which always is the big, huge day at the con.
Yeah, I actually intend to be cosplaying here at this table. Hopefully you guys can accommodate my giant dress.
I cannot wait.
Ooh, what are you cosplaying?
My princess.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So make sure you have plenty of sugar on hand for tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's my advice to you.
Sugar and blue hair. That's what tomorrow's all about.
That's right. She came back victorious with blue hair today. We were very proud of her.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I don't know, anything else you guys want to plug while you're here? Where can we check you out on social media?
Well, I have my Facebook page, so if you just search Elise Goldenberg on Facebook, hopefully I'm the only one that shows up.
Okay.
My Twitter handle is @Ali, A-L-I, L Goldenberg.
Okay.
And I have a website, EliseGoldenberg.com, and you can find me at Panda Moon Publishing, who are awesome people to work with.
Cool. Sarah, we'll get you to throw out your social media stuff as well.
Absolutely. So, Water Raven for Twitter, Water Raven for Tumblr. That's water and the word raven smushed together, so two R's. It's sarahwaterraven.com, and I think Facebook is Sarah Water Raven as well. You'll find me. You know, it's unique. And there's books there and, stuff that I write, pictures. I draw sometimes, so check it out.
Awesome. Well, you know, I've checked it out. We'll pass along the word again. Get you guys some more likes and whatnot.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you
no
so
problem.
Much. Thank you.
Thanks for doing the interview. It was cool doing it. I appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping by, Jay. It's always good seeing you.
Thank you.
If you guys need more candy, you know where to find us.
Oh, definitely. And I hope you guys have a good rest of the con as well.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.